We're going to turn to our first interview this morning. I've got Zasha Skye in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
I interviewed Zasha last year as part of the Arts Weekends, and I don't normally interview people immediately the next year because there's so many artists, but this what's happening with you is interesting because you were part of the Hatch last year, and you sold a couple of pieces of art and quite a few prints from that, and now this year you're having your own exhibition as part of Raglan Arts Weekend.
Yeah.
So how does that feel?
Yeah, I think it's a good next step, kind of a way to move forward.
Yeah.
The Hatch was just a perfect starting point.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the perfect space. You're like guaranteed a different crowd and a good mix of people to come visit because you've got so many people part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was interesting just to see how everyone was interacting with my work. It seemed to be like a lot of people were connecting with it.
Mm.
And I kind of felt like, there's something here with this concept and this idea.
What was the concept and idea so people who didn't see it?
True. It's kind of like a Monet-influenced kind of big references to the water, but again with like portraiture and exploring kind of the femininity of nature and us.
Yeah, and to be clear for people, there were like women's bodies with...
Yeah.
I don't want to say it in a way that I sound like a creepy guy, but they didn't have any clothes on. So.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, it wasn't, if anyone thinks it was some explicit thing, no, obviously it wasn't.
No.
That's not what you're doing.
It was purely just like, the human form, you know?
Yeah. And so natural. That obviously connected. And you were talking to people, you know who bought your pieces of work, and you also, I guess, you know who bought the prints.
Yeah.
So what sort of, did they give you feedback? Like, I mean, people don't always explain why they're buying something, why they're buying art, but what did you get from that?
I know Karen instantly fell in love with both of them straight away.
Yeah.
And it's quite nice to see them go together. They kind of sit really well next to each other.
Yeah, as a pair, yeah.
And then the other one, the prints, which is just the same image as a print form. Yeah, I feel.
What did people say to you? Like, I'm kind of in, or do they tell you what they think when you're the artist?
Not really. I feel like people just sort of connected with it.
Yeah.
It's very ephemeral, and I just feel like I think it's refreshing to see something that's not super modern. It's not abstract. It's kind of the opposite that we're not seeing that much currently. It's a lot more impressionistic, and you've got that very classical portrait.
What are we seeing at the moment? I'm aware that Raglan is its own little bubble, and people are, and we're very much, we do what we want to do here.
In the
wider art world, what are we seeing at the moment? Do you pay attention to that even?
Always having a look.
Yeah.
There's always portraiture and landscapes and that sort of thing. But it kind of seems to be moving towards this more simplistic, maybe not a wide variety of colour.
It's like our house colour schemes.
Yeah, especially in New Zealand, I feel.
Yeah.
Just very abstract, very simplistic. Whereas I'm kind of taking that back, twisting it around.
Yeah, cool. So you're having your own actual exhibition at Wabi Sabi Gallery, and that's just around the corner on Bankart Street down the fire station end.
Yeah, just behind Atomera.
Is it just you in there or the other artist in there?
Just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
So that's what's cool about this is that last year you just had a couple of pieces in the Hatch and people like that, so this year you've got your own exhibition. You've been painting hard out for the last year?
Yeah. Well, after I kind of realised, these two pieces from the Hatch, this is something I think I should develop this idea on. I went and found a studio space at Chris Meek's.
Yeah.
There's like 13 of us down there.
Yeah.
So it's quite a quirky little good community tucked away. Just painted every day this year. So
wow.
I've got a solid body of work to go now.
If you paint every day, how long does it take you to make a painting? The oil colour?
It's oil paint, yeah. But it kind of takes a month probably for each painting.
Wow.
But some of them, like maybe the idea is there, but it doesn't develop and you have to move on.
I wouldn't have the patience to do something that took a month.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Once you're in it, you're in it. It's a flow.
Okay, all right. You're in that flow state.
Yeah. You want to be there for sure.
Yeah, and I see you working at Ulo's in the evening, so you're making a little bit of money from that.
Yeah, have to.
Yeah, must be, the poor artist theme, no doubt.
For sure.
At this stage. But have you sold anything in between, or do you need to, like, you need to have a presence somewhere. You need to have it out there, don't you, for that to happen?
I've just been selling prints, really. So I got a few in Jet.
Yeah.
And I've got two large ones framed in a cafe called Grey's in Auckland.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just know some people up there, or?
Yeah, they're quite, if you're ever in Auckland, it's a cute little cafe on Dominion Road.
Okay.
And they're kind of just supporting any artist that comes along, really.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Do you limit the amount of prints you want to sell?
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't do more than 50 per image.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's kind of cool for Karen, if someone comes around to her place and they're like, oh, it's the original. I've seen this around.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
She'd be like, oh, yeah, I got in early while she was still young and it didn't cost so much.
Yeah.
Do you have to consider that? Like, that's something that I personally would be hopeless at, is trying to sell my creativity and put a price on it.
Oh, yeah, that's the hardest part, especially because it's not really about that. Like, it's really
just it's not what you're thinking about while you paint, is it?
No, you're literally just creating the art because you just want to create it.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of now, this literally, like, today, I'm at that point where I'm like, I need to think about, that kind of next step of the pricing.
Can you talk to some of the other artists down at Chris Meek? Like, Chris, yeah. Chris probably knows how to charge by now.
Yeah, for sure.
Or maybe his wife does that, I'm not sure.
Definitely Shelley.
Shelley, yeah, see, that's what you need. You need someone else who says, no, it needs to be this much.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. So your art this time is expanding on what you did last time, like exploring that kind of theme.
Yeah. So it's called Body of Water.
Yeah.
Sort of a play on words. And yeah, it's really just exploring the idea of actually how water holds memory. There's a few artists that have explored this concept, like Teresa Margolis. She did this massive, basically, project where it was a bit controversial, but water from a morgue, and she turned them into bubbles. So people would walk through this space, and all these beautiful bubbles would come, and you'd kind of walk through it, and then you'd find out at the end where the water used to make the bubbles was from. So it's kind of that idea of where the water has been and where it's going, because really it never goes away.
Yeah.
It might evaporate, but it will come back down, or go into our river.
Okay.
And I feel like that's especially special for a town like Raglan, where we've got the water so close to us, we've got the river, and we're kind of right on the edge of it. And it's kind of a reference to maybe, the good and the bad in this town. I feel like the water holds it and remembers it. Mm. So, yeah, it's kind of a look into that, and that kind of weaves for each painting. But that's like just a subtle keynote. Overall, it's just an exploration of portraiture.
Yeah, we might not necessarily notice that in the paintings.
Yeah, no. You're not meant to. Yeah, I don't think you will.
No. I still have a powerful intuition to pick that up
out of it.
Are you surprised sometimes at what people do draw out of your paintings, out of your art?
Well, that's what I like about art. It's whatever you see in it,
Okay.
And that's the correct answer,
Okay.
It's whatever you want.
That's easy.
Mm.
Now, we were talking just before we came on the air. We talked before, but there's a lot of skin in these images. Mm. And you said they were sort of paintings of people you know, but not
always references of photos that I've taken.
But we're not going to recognize somebody necessarily.
No. They kind of evolve.
Yeah.
Every time I paint, the kind of painting moves and changes to something completely different that I never kind of planned. The face and the body always changes around.
Do you tell your friends that I'm working on something at the moment and you're in it?
No, they don't know.
right, they don't know. Okay. Now they're going to be, if they, hear the, if they hear about this, they're going to go along to the exhibition and be like, am I in that one? Am I in that one? But you're saying not going to be able to tell.
No, no.
Okay. That's cool. So you, I think clearly you want to be like a full-time art, or you are a full-time artist now.
Yeah, that's the goal for sure.
So compared to just before the Hatch last year and the Arts Weekend last year and now, how do you feel about being a full-time artist? Did it seem like an achievable goal then? Does it seem more or less like one now?
I think I'll let you know after this weekend.
Oh, really?
No, I think it's more just about if I'm feeling good and if I still feel like doing art.
Yeah.
And currently I still want to just be doing it every day. So I think I'm on the right track.
Okay. Do you need to have a break from it at times?
Maybe a month or something would be good after this, just to like reset.
Yeah.
After the Hatch last year, I went to India for a month.
Okay.
And that was like a perfect like woo.
Yeah.
And then get back into it.
Right, but other than that, you're just like deep in it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You do anything else at all, or
no?
That's it. Just painting.
No,
wow. So
it's just me and Chris down there.
Right. Obsessing about the art.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm just kind of interested in whether, you know, like you say, whether you need to recharge or, I mean, I guess when it's going well, you don't need recharging because that is charging you anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. As long as you've got ideas that you want to explore.
Yeah.
You know, when you don't even have like a vision or something that you're trying to see and conceptualize into reality, if you don't have that, then yeah, you need to take a break.
Have you been in that position before?
I was before I went to India, and then
okay,
kind of recharged.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are there people in the community who've been particularly supportive of you? Like, I'm always intrigued. Like, people don't usually emerge from a vacuum. Like,
yeah, well, definitely. Honestly, the whole community. I've worked at ULO's for a long time now, so I have a good kind of relationship with a lot of the customers, and they're always interested to know what I'm doing next.
Okay.
But really, Chris and Shelley this year have been great support, and just like seeing them there every day working as well is super helpful. It's not just you by yourself, you know.
Yeah, it's really cool what they've done down there. And I remember Chris showed me around one day a few years ago about like, this is what we're doing here, this is what we're going to do here, and like, he was excited about it, and it was it was really neat.
Yeah, he's always excited, and I think that's, you know, that's a good way to be.
Yeah, he's like, he's even older than me, I think. That's really sometimes the excitement kind of, you don't see so much excitement from older men especially, so.
Yeah.
But he's still inspired with what he's doing, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of a good thing for us to all to look at. So your opening exhibition is on this Friday night coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 o'clock. Sponsored by Sawmill Beer, so there'll be drinks. Got ULO's food.
Of course.
And there'll be like...
That alone is a reason.
Well, yeah. Free food, free ULO's. And there'll be Tukana singing alongside Ashley, which is perfect because she's kind of releasing her first album at the moment.
Yeah, and we just played that song earlier. That's why we played it, is because I said to Zasha when she came in, you got a song you want to hear? And she said, play Tukana's new one. And I was like, has she got a new one? I didn't know.
Yeah, get ready.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a DJ, Cameron Olsen, playing after that.
Okay.
But yeah, it should be a nice little evening, kind of celebrate the moment, celebrate all coming together.
Yep.
And it should look really beautiful up on the wall. So I definitely think it's something that you want to go see in person, you know? The works look just so different in real life. You can see all the textures and the real colour.
So you haven't put, like we looked at your website, but you haven't put many of these new works on the website?
There's a few.
But not all of them? Like, I'm wondering if you're trying to, you want people to know roughly what's going to be there, but you want them to see them in person.
Yeah. I share little snippets, like especially on like social media and that sort of thing.
How do you feel about that? Because you kind of have to do it, but I still feel, you obviously want people to see them in person.
Yeah. I think people know, you know, and normally if you see it online, it should, if you're interested, like, intrigue you and then be like, I need to see that actually in real life.
Yeah, right.
Intrigue is what I'm going for.
Yeah. I just know that, like, I'm thinking of the modern tendency to just stay on our device and we never get off it. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know.
Oh, no, I'm sure there's going to be lots of people in town. It's going to go crazy this weekend. The weekend we've just had was a nice little quiet weekend. Everyone can gather their breath.
It was quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everyone who was, like, booking bands is probably like, we're not going to bother with this weekend. We know it's all going to be happening next weekend. So, yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on. There's also the Blues Festival.
Yeah, Country and Blues Festival. I'm doing my interview at 9:30. It's going to be about that.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, I've got a busy week of people to interview, artists to interview.
Yeah.
I interviewed Ty Muley and Lucretia Bird on Friday about the sculpture they're doing. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, there's lots of intriguing stuff happening.
Yeah.
And I've got some other people. I'm doing another Hatch interview with Caleb and a few other new artists later in the week. So
yeah, I think it'll be good to see how the Hatch has maybe evolved this year and see there's a couple artists that are redoing it and then quite a few new artists.
Yeah.
Like Emma Galloway is doing pottery, which is quite a cool next step from food.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's a connection, isn't there?
Of course.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a connection. What would you say... your advice for aspiring artists? It's not like you're at the end of your career and that you can do, but you've gone through an important kind of phase. So, yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever asked you that before, but I'm kind of intrigued.
Yeah. I think if you know or you have a vision, just give it a go. But the key is to make time for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to say or to want, but actually even if it's just like 10 minutes every day, just starting with that, something that's like consecutive and it's a routine.
Yeah.
It'll mean that you kind of make space for it, and it should work out for you if you've got the right intention.
And do you need to be a kind of introverted personality to spend all your time by yourself?
Maybe.
Like, if you're a particularly gregarious person, is that going to... I guess you're only one person. You don't know what it's like to be vulnerable people.
But. It's hard to say. I think you definitely need a little bit of that introvert.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone has a balance of the both, to be honest.
And you obviously have, I don't want to use the word obsession, but the real drive to be in there painting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's, because sometimes people think, especially when they're younger, they think, oh, I'd like to do that or I'd like to do that. But I've found with my own life, if it's the times where you can't not do it, that's the stuff, and that's the way you've described the way you've been painting this year just gone.
Yeah,
like you kind of don't have a choice in it in a lot of ways.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and just all day.
Yep, all day.
Would you rather be there? I guess you've got an exhibition to organise, so this week's going to be a bit different, but.
I mean, I already know what I'm going to do after this exhibition, so yeah. But
in terms of
painting,
okay. Do you have a new concept you want to work on, or are you going to keep extending this current one?
There's like a different sizes that I want to try out. Slightly different backgrounds and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But this year as well, I also wanted to see how I could kind of take my art into something not reproduced, but kind of another way to kind of produce my art. So I actually got a mid-century sofa and I custom printed my art onto the material and recovered the cushions. So there's actually going to be a one-off custom Vono mid-century couch for sale as well.
Okay, what's a medicine tree?
Mid-century?
Mid-century. I heard medicine tree.
No.
So it was like, wow, what's this? You talk about it like I should know. Mid-century. Okay, now I've got it. So where is that at the moment?
It's at my house.
Is it going to be at the exhibition?
Yeah.
It is going to be at the exhibition?
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of learning, like technical learnings to get that right?
Yeah, that was a good little learning curve. Even just kind of figuring out how to get the image the right proportion. I had to get like each image slightly edited and then kind of getting it printed on the right material.
Okay. Did you have to kind of change the image so that it would match something three-dimensional, or?
More just like the measurements and the sizes of how it's going to sit, because it's getting enlarged as well.
And is the couch, is it curved? Like, is it, was it nice square shape so everything fits the way you painted?
The cushions are nice square shapes, yeah.
Okay, oh, that's really intriguing. I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, you have to see that one.
Yeah, for sure. Life. Are we allowed to sit on it?
No. Oh. Unless you buy it, you can buy it.
If you buy it, you can sit on it. Okay, yeah, money up front,
that's the
folks.
Deal.
Yeah, all right. and just remind me a little bit of, like, you did art at school. Did you study art after school? What did you do?
Yeah, I did 1 year of Wycliffe. And then, which was a great kind of year of kind of exploring multiple medias. And from there, kind of did a year of traveling.
Yeah.
And then since last year, I've just been painting every day.
And did you, because you got to try different types of media, that helped you settle on oil painting?
Yeah, I always knew on oil painting. But that was we actually couldn't oil paint at uni because of the fumes. So that was kind of something I did outside of uni and kind of learned on that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I guess a room full of people doing oil paintings might be fumey.
Could be too much. Yeah.
I wonder if they've had issues in the past.
Yeah, it is a bit of a shame because it is quite a traditional form of media.
Mm.
But yeah, that was one of their things.
So, what's your? I know you've got plans for what you're going to do straight after, but for the next year and even the next 5 years, are you thinking that far ahead? Or do you just have a vague idea of where you'd like to be?
No idea. We'll see. I'm kind of just basing it off how this goes, this exhibition on Friday.
Yeah.
And I think I'll know after that.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll definitely still be painting every day.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Because that's just what you want to do. Yeah. Is it nervy putting the art out there and subjecting it to judgment?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, if I could just paint and then tuck it away in a corner, that would be great.
Or only get positive feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even just kind of people looking at it, it is kind of how you see the world and your little reality up on the walls that you've spent so much time on for people to look at. It is kind of quite hard, but you just got to look at it as a celebration. That's what I've achieved this year.
Yeah.
And just have fun with it.
Yeah. And I doubt you've had any negative comments.
No.
Artists don't get negativity until they get to become quite famous, I think.
Hmm.
And then there's a certain level of fame, and then suddenly it's open season on people. Like, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're up for criticism or stupid comments online, which you've probably grown up thinking stupid comments online is the way of the world, but it didn't used to be like that. We didn't used to have access to that sort of thing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much does that sort of thing, like what's going on in the world around you, or in your life as well, like how much of that comes into the art? Do you go through a mental process where you block that out and park the rest of the world and just go into your creative space, or does all that stuff happening outside in the world feed into what you're doing?
A bit of a balance.
Yeah.
I definitely try to not look, because on social media, I mean, you can find 10 million different artists.
Mm.
I feel like that can almost stop your ideas from growing, to be honest.
Is that kind of like, that's so good, I could never be like that? Or is that kind of thinking?
Yeah, but it's also like an overexposure of everything that's going on almost well. But I think it is always good to kind of keep a little eye out to what's happening. Like, I always see what's going on the, every 2 years there's the Biennale in Venice.
Yeah.
That's a good one just to kind of see what's going on.
So is that always like the cutting edge?
Yeah. That's kind of the best artist from each country. They do an art piece to represent their country, and then it all goes into one large, massive space.
Okay.
Yeah. And interestingly, actually, the artist this year, I forgot his name, He's from the UK. He's a photographer slash documenter. And he also explored that idea of water holding memory. And he kind of did these amazing little videos and kind of these really interesting shots throughout all of the UK.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're interested in that, I would definitely check that out online.
So did that influence what you did?
Well, I had already kind of gone into this exploration, and yeah, then I heard that and I was like, oh, there's kind of someone on the same wavelength, which tends to happen normally.
Well, it's a big world out there. There's lots of people, so there's bound to be a few people. Did you look at it and, like, I presume superficially what he's done looks different to what you've done.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Can you see, as an artist, can you see the commonality or something in it? Or is it this one of these things that we take it on faith that that's what's inspiring you?
I'd say take it on faith, yeah. Okay. And just the way he was talking about it, there's the same kind of connotations of what water can mean to someone.
Where does that idea come from, that water has memory? I've heard it talked about around homeopathy, but I don't know whether that's probably not what you were thinking of.
I think I just heard someone talk about it one time, and I kind of never thought about it before.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is kind of true. Like, you know, it rains and then goes into the river or evaporates, and then there's like this endless cycle.
Yeah,
I think it's just an interesting concept. It's not necessarily true, but it's kind of like a nice ideal.
Right. And that's what's sharpened your creative output. Or focus, not sharpened, but focused it, given it something to...
Yeah, a little outline.
Yeah, focus on. Yeah. Folks, we're talking to Zasha Skye, who is exhibiting her brand new collection. We'll call it a collection on all through the Arts Weekend, but the opening for the exhibition is Friday night. What time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at Wabi Sabi Studios, just around the corner on Bankart Street, Fire Station End. I'm saying that instead of saying 11 Bankart Street, because I got completely confused when I saw the street number earlier. But I think a lot of all the art lovers in town, they'll know where that is anyway. Mm. They'll be fine with that. Did that used to have a different name, that
no,
location?
Wabi Sabi Studio. Oh, maybe.
Maybe many years ago.
Ahoy or something.
Yeah,
Doug,
I remember
was
that.
Doug Ford there? Maybe.
Jodie Collins was involved with it.
Yeah,
that's quite a while ago. Yeah, so that's happening. And you've got, what's happening in there aside from the art at the opening?
The live music, bit of food, bit of drinks.
Yeah.
And just a nice get together, I think, you know? Yeah.
And normally we say bring your checkbooks, but we don't have those anymore. So.
Just bring your eyes. Come
bring
have a look.
Bring your eyes. Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah. All right, Zasha. Really awesome to chat to you and see how things have gone for you over the last year. I hope you have a really good weekend.